Green tea is good, but tea life is better.
So what a calm night show on CFM here. Hey, what's up? It's me, Tifei. All right, first thing towards sustainable fashion is to buy less and buy better. So one major problem that we have is people buying too much clothes that they need or wear and they discard them quickly. I mean, this is towards a more medium class kind of family. Hence, the best way is to buy less and buy only clothes that you really love and need and will wear for a long time. It's not like buy once and you don't wear it anymore. Like, I know someone before this that she will buy one for each occasion or each dinner. Because in her defense, she said that it is OOTD worthy and she will not wear the same thing twice. I mean, that is not a good thing for the environment, lah. Alright, in that sense, right, you should also invest in quality pieces that are made from organic, natural organic or recycled materials. Alright, some clothes are way cheaper, but the materials are too cheap and it doesn't last long. Like, once you wear it once or twice and wash it twice, then it's totally damaged and you can't wear it anymore. So buy good quality ones. And you know what you can do with your wardrobe? Spice it up with accessories. You don't have to just wear the same piece of clothing. You can wear a jacket over it, a belt, yada, yada, yada. TFM.
Get all the lifestyle news right here on T-Life.
Hello, Night Show TFM here. Hello, it's Tipe. Another way that you can play a part in advocating for sustainable fashion is to shop for secondhand and vintage items. Not only will this be able to help reduce the amount of clothing that ends in landfills, but it will also allow you to find unique and affordable pieces. Some vintage pieces can also add more styles and vibe to your wardrobe, giving you a more fun and exciting experience. Additionally, by donating or selling your unwanted clothes away will help reduce fashion waste as well. So I think this is a great one because we've got lots of bundle sales here and there, warehouse sales, where they sell this huge bundle of clothing, secondhand clothing, pre-loved clothing, and even vintage items. Vintage items can include like charms or belts or, you know, some accessories, that brooches that can go along with your dresses and your outfit. So I feel like these are the things that you can do. You don't necessarily have to buy new stuff. You know, more often than not, another man's waste is another man's treasure. TFM.
This is Life, only on T-Life.
Well, welcome back. Night Show TFM here. Hey, TV here. Alright, so finally, the last step or the best way to practice sustainable fashion is repair, reuse, and recycle. We've been educated since young about the three R's. It can be applied in a fashion as well. Instead of throwing away your old or damaged clothes, you can repair them either by sending them to a tailor shop or you can DIY them yourselves, adding new patches, colorful stuff to them, making them a little bit more different. When it's damaged, but you can repair it, doesn't necessarily mean that you have to throw them away. You can also reuse the damaged clothes by turning them into another piece of clothing. For example, turning unwanted jeans into a bag, a tote bag, or something like that. There are tons of videos that you can search online for that and to turn your clothing into some reusable stuff. And of course, finally, for clothes that are beyond repair, you can recycle them to become your tablecloth or, you know, like a doormat or something like that, or even, you know what, donate them away. So these are the steps that you can do to reduce waste and, of course, to be more fashionable. TFM.